You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, August 15th. I'm Mary Childs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 1.59%. That's how much both the 2-year U.S. Treasury and the 10-year U.S. Treasury yielded on Wednesday. During the trading day, the yield on the 10-year dipped below the 2-year. When shorter-term notes yield more than those with longer durations, we have what is called an inversion of the yield curve. An inverted yield curve is often cited as a reliable indicator that a recession is looming. The even shorter 3-month Treasury bill has yielded more than the 10-year bond for months. Still, strategists have been pointing out that since the 2-year note wasn't inverting relative to the 10-year, there was still plenty of time before any downturn. But now it's happened with the 2-year note, too, for the first time since the financial crisis. The next number up is 1%. That's the anticipated change in the NAHB Housing Market Index last month. That would mean the housing market is on hold amid trade uncertainties and a cloudy economic outlook. Lately, Treasury yields have declined, and that means mortgage rates could fall. That should, in theory, stimulate housing demand. That driver, however, is likely to be offset by the increasingly unsteady outlook for global economic growth. So analysts think the housing market index is unlikely to budge. Our last number is $1.8 billion. That's how much revenue WeWork had in 2018, more than double what the office space manager made the year before. Amid much anticipation, WeWork filed for an initial public offering on Wednesday. And so far, it's unclear how much the company plans to raise from the offering or when it will happen. Here's what we do know. WeWork's business model of offering co-working spaces has attracted hefty private investment and hefty costs. Last year, the company had a net loss of $1.9 billion. The IPO will test, yet again, public investors' appetite for companies that pursue such costly growth. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, August 15th. I'm Mary Childs, and I'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.